You hear about scandals involving mutual funds. You wonder, how does this affect me and what should I do about it? This especially if you are a mutual fund investor. There are tens of millions in the United States. Every Tuesday, we hear from Michelle Singletary. She writes about personal finance in her syndicated column, The Color of Money. And here is her advice.
If you own a mutual fund, you need to be watching these scandals and the fines and the companies that are being targeted by both the SEC and the New York Attorney General's office.
What I'm curious about is this something that would apply to many mutual funds, or are there just some that are in trouble and have been in trouble? Because I think for small investors, for people with just kind of a little bit of money, and I'm thinking of myself, you know, mutual funds have always seemed like the safe, the reasonable, the kind of thing that personal finance people like you would always advise me to think about.
Yeah, but you know, listen, mutual funds are not safe. They are an investment, and an investment by its very nature has some risk. Now, some mutual funds are not as risky as others, but there is the potential to lose your money. You need to keep that foremost in your mind. Secondly, the thing that's happening now, the thing is the market timing. It turns out that some mutual fund managers were allowing special customers to buy shares after the market closed so they could take advantage of whatever news there was for that day. That's absolutely illegal and totally wrong. But there are thousands of mutual funds out there, and the numbers that have come forth in terms of the companies that are being targeted is small. Is this an industry-wide thing? We won't know yet because the investigations are still being conducted. But as investors, we definitely ought to be concerned because some of the major players have been involved in this. Putnam, Bank of America, Bank One, Prudential, Janus. I mean, these are all top-of-the-line mutual fund companies. And many investors have pulled their monies out of them because they are upset about the scandals.
Well, that's what I'm reading in the papers. And I just wondered, what would you advise people to do now? I mean, it feels as though you can't trust the mutual funds anymore. And if that's the case, what would you advise people to do?
The first thing is, don't run from the industry. We don't know how widespread this is. But you know what? Approach investing in mutual fund, absent of these scandals, just in a very logical way. Look for mutual funds that have low fees, low costs, and those kinds of things. You know, I invest in Vanguard, for example. I'm not saying that's what you should do, but I love the way that they keep things at low cost. So just look at how the fund companies operate. Are they doing a lot of market timing? And in the next couple months, the SEC is going to be putting together a whole package of things, reforms possibly. I advise investors to really pay attention to those and weigh in. Go to the SEC's website and let them know what you think. Should we run away from mutual funds? I don't think so, because where are we going to run away to? CDs and bank accounts are paying pitiful rates. So I don't think we should abandon this market, but I think as investors, we have a big amount of power behind us. And so if we see things going on that we don't like, we should speak up.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and joins us on Day to Day on Tuesdays. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.